So, dear excellencies, director generals, directors, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor for me to welcome you in SP. I know that many of you have been traveling from all over the world, and I hope you had a safe trip and that you are happy with the travel arrangements. So I'm Jean-Jacques Tortora. I'm currently the director of SP, and I would first like to thank you all for your interest in SP activities. So SP is the European Space Policy Institute, and the point of SP is to provide decision makers with an informed view on mid to long-term issues relevant to Europe's space activities. And in this context, SP acts as an independent platform for developing positions and strategies, and I think that this is exactly the point of our conference today. So the theme of our conference is space for sustainable development, and it seems quite relevant today. And it's a great honor for me to be given the opportunity to open it today. And we'll try to address this issue from various angles. First, I would like to highlight that this topic has since long been of great interest to SP, which has even recently produced several documents in this domain. So one of them is the report Space for Sustainable Development that has been mostly produced by Stefano Ferretti, who is here, together with Elizabeth Veit, and I would like to salute the very good work they did on that. This report highlights the contribution of space to the sustainable development goals. We produced also more recently a couple of other papers. One is Space for Sustainable Development. It's a synthesis which is to be presented at the next IAC by Stefano. And another one is about the optimization of the interaction between drones and infrastructures, which was produced together by Stefano and Mr. Alfredo Roma, that will moderate one of our panels. But getting back to the conference, I would like to say a few words about the program. The program comprises three different sessions, and as I say, each one of them will try to consider the issue of space for sustainable development from one specific angle. The first one would be space as an enabler, and it will keep us busy for the rest of the day, I guess. The point there is to see and to address the question of what space infrastructures can do for sustainable development, and how they contribute, and for that we will get some very nice contributions from people having some experience in the field, and the question is how could they contribute more, and we would very much like to get the views from the audience on how space can better contribute to that. Tomorrow we'll have two more sessions. So one will be on the sustainable development in space. So it will be, I would say, an angle that we will address regarding the models that are implemented by institutions. So what are the perspectives offered by such models? And we would also will like to get the views from some non-governmental organizations on maybe the shortcomings that they would see on the current approach of institutions to sustainable developments. And our third session tomorrow afternoon will be about financial and non-financial aspects of sustainable development. Of course, this is not about money, but nevertheless, it's quite an important feature. And there, we would like to get the vision of financial institutions. and especially getting from them a focus on the emerging role of the private actors in this domain. What can business do for development? This is actually a quite relevant question in the current circumstances of the evolution of the space sector that we see at the moment, and what are the limits of what private actors can do. So this is about our program. So we will, of course, do our best to achieve an effective timekeeping so as to leave room for questions and discussions with the audience. We have obviously the chance of having a very large audience today coming from say many different places, but also having a very different backgrounds, and this is a promise, I would say, for interesting and fruitful exchange in my view. And in the end, we will of course draw conclusions and recommendations from the panels and the exchange with you. And our intentions is definitely to advertise towards policymakers and more generally to all those who need to know worldwide about what we are going to discuss today and about the recommendations that we might do continue to improve further the contribution of space. So now, that being said, I would like to say a few words on the social side. As you may have noticed on the program, tonight we have all been invited by FFG, who is the Austrian Ministry of Research, to a reception that we'll be holding in the Museum Quarter, which is a quite prestigious area. And it's usually a very nice reception as well. And I thank very much the FFG for having kindly extended their invitation to the participants of our conference. Before that, we are happy to offer the possibility to those who are not familiar with Vienna to have a tour of the city. So it will be a tour by bus around the ring, and we professional guide will provide you with historical comments and highlights of all the very, I would say, spectacular buildings that will go around. So I hope you will enjoy it. The last point I would like to make is just a few practical announcements. First, regarding the bios of the speakers, you will notice on the program, the leaflet programs that have been distributed, that there is a link which you can use to get direct access to the bios of the various speakers so that you know who is speaking, for where he's coming from, and what is his experience. Some other brief announcements. So tonight, since we'll be leaving by bus, I would like to invite you all to take your bags with you, since there will be no bag transfer here. So there will be a cloakroom in the Museum Quarter where we will be hosted for the reception, and then from there you will be, for those who have not already checked in their hotels, you will be able to get directly by tram back here, and we will correctly direct you to the most convenient tram station. That being said, now I would like to officially open the conference and to invite our first keynote speaker, Mr. Vittorio Prodi, who is a very good and old friend, not only of myself, but of the whole space community, who is by background a high-level scientist, who has made a lot of research in physics. And you can talk to him, and I'm sure you will learn a lot of things on all the what happens when you are having a shower and that you would not suspect. It's all about aerosols and these kind of things. But after his brilliant career in physics, Mr. Prodi was elected president of the province of Bologna in 1995, and after that he was elected as a member of the European Parliament in 2004, re-elected in 2009, and he's been member of many committees and president of the Sky and Space Intergroup. This is where we had the opportunity to engage into a very friendly and fruitful relationship. Now, as a personal engagement on the synergy between biomass exploitation through gasification and the climate change. So it's something also interesting, but I guess, and I hope this will not be the topic of your speech today. So I would like to salute your dedication to space and space for environment and by extension space for development. And I'm very pleased now to invite you to welcome Mr. Prodi. And dear Vittorio, the floor is yours.